This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
All right. Well, it's not Dale Gentry with you this morning. It is Allison Kiever. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. I am so honored and blessed to be here with you this morning. So excited about what God has for you today. Like I said, my name's Allison Kiever. I am your host today for Prophetic Tuesday. Before we go ahead and get started, I just want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any other of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are delighted that you are listening, and this program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We are so thankful for that. We also want to give a special shout out to our listeners who are joining us via Facebook Live. Hi, guys. And thank you for joining us on this new way that we have you coming in with us. We've actually got several segments that we are doing here at BPN Radio where you can head on over to Dale Gentry's Facebook page and you can actually watch live. So pretty neat to kind of get a little fly on the wall view of what we're doing here in the studios. And I have to tell you that, as you may or may not know, Prophetic Tuesday is our most listened to program throughout the week because it's obvious that people desire a word from the Lord. Today, I have the honor of leading Prophetic Tuesday, and I just want to let you know that we have received hundreds of names, and those names have been prayed over. We will try our hardest to get to all the names. We've asked our Facebook Live audience to also leave their names if they haven't done so already, and we might be calling out some of those names later on if we get a chance as well. So I keep saying we, and just know that me, the vessel, Holy Spirit doing the talking here, right? That's just a vessel today. So one word from God can change your life forever. We know that. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kiever. Many of you may know that my husband and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch. Marketplace Watch airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. and can also be heard on our replay on Mondays. And our theme for our show is we dare not wait for the world to come to us. And, the premise behind our show is that we need to take Jesus out into the marketplace. That right now, studies are showing us that 20% of Christians regularly attend church. And so if 20% of Christians are regularly attending church, there's a whole lot of non-Christians who aren't walking into those doors. And so how do we bring people to the kingdom? And we've got to take Jesus out into the marketplace, just as Jesus did himself. And so if you'd like to learn more about how you can do that or any tips and tools on obtaining success and significance, we sure would love to have you join us on Marketplace Watch here on BPN Radio. For me, I believe that one of the greatest gifts God ever gave humanity was not sight, but it was vision. Sight's not a function of the eyes. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. And you can have sight, but no vision. And throughout history, progress has been made only by the people who have seen things that were not yet here. Vision is seeing the future before it comes into being. It's a mental picture of your destiny. And, I think of one of the great quotes from our friend Andy Andrews, who he was sharing with us that, many people out there will say that God did not put man on the moon, right? So maybe man doesn't belong there or whatnot. And he said, but I would argue with that because man did go to the moon, and he went to the moon because God put a dream and a vision in another man's heart. Okay. And so again, the vision, right, of things that we have seen have come before, and vision of the things that not seen with the eye, right, but was seen with the function of the heart. And so I just love, I love thinking about that picture. And so you come back to it and you're like, no, God did put man on the moon because he put a vision in someone's heart. And just remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. Okay, sometimes we get confused that, that sounds interesting, right? Well, that might not be the vision from God, right? There's a different kind of passion that accompanies that. And according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, can be a confirming word, or a new word. And you must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. And once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down and rehearsing it. I cannot stress how incredibly important it is to write the words down. Write them down, rehearse it. And after your prophecy has been received, you must then rest in that word, allowing for it to soak into your spirit. And then you just wait for confirmation. And then you must wait for the fulfillment. You know, over the years, I've had so many words spoken over me, and some that literally I've seen played out exactly as they were spoken. Many that I've yet see to come forth. But what I've learned is that God's timing and his will are always perfect. But I've also learned that I must make the choice to stand in agreement with his timing and his will. I must stand in agreement with his words, and I must take the actions necessary to see those come to fruition. I must believe with my whole heart that his will is perfectly planned for me. Not every word has made sense at the time. In fact, oftentimes it's those words that require me to dive deeper to understand that bring me closer to him and his will. Many of you have heard our story already about how we even ended up here at BPN Radio, how we ended here in Austin. But for those of you who don't know, I do want to share with you very briefly how we ended up here, because it's because of a prophetic word. It's because of a divine appointment. It's because of a God assignment. And it's because of obedience. And so for those of you who don't know, my friend Callie Hargraves gave a prophetic word to me to start praying for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Although I had been praying multiple times a day for my own children, the Lord knew I wasn't praying beyond this. And for over a year, my husband and I prayed into that word. Until one day that we heard the Lord tell us that we were to move to Austin. And that was going to be a generational move. We did not act immediately. We prayed into that word, and we waited for confirmation. And when confirmation came, we acted. We loaded up a moving truck, and we moved to a city we had never seen. And nearly 1 year later, after having moved here, we met our neighbor, Dale Gentry. We found out that he was the spiritual father of the woman who had prophesied over us just years prior. More confirmation from God. And proof once again that one word from God can change your life forever. And before we get started, I want to share one more thing with you. 11.5 years ago, I was pregnant with our first child, and I had a dream during this pregnancy. It was a vivid dream. And I saw a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl running up to my husband saying, "Daddy, Daddy." And she had her arms raised to him, and she was asking him to pick her up. And it was one of those dreams that you just never forget. And then we had our baby, and she had brown hair and beautiful brown eyes. And then we had a baby that we lost. And I was sure that I never wanted to get pregnant again. But then we had our son. And then I heard God say, you're having one more child. And even though we both had agreed that we were already done having children, I heard him tell me that this was the little girl that he showed me years prior in a dream. A time in my life when I was still considering myself an atheist, he had that little blonde-haired girl placed in my heart. And that's who I delivered, a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, 6 years later after having that dream. And I share this with you because it's important that we understand that God is talking to us. He's not just using a person with a prophetic gift to give us a word every now and again. He's using our dreams. He's using the signs around us. He's using our children. He's using various people in our lives because that is where the Holy Spirit lives. Holy Spirit is here living in others. And he's using those others to talk to us. And I want to encourage you that to use the prophetically, the words prophetically given to you to help you dive deeper in your relationship and your and communication with your Father. As I was praying over your names, all I kept hearing is there are so many obedient and faithful servants that are so hungry for a word from the Lord. And he's right there with you, living right beside you. And so before we get started into delivering words, I want to open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, for giving us the space and the opportunity to be with you, to spend time with you, to hear a word from you, God. Lord, I just ask that today, those who are listening, that whether their name is called or not, God, that they hear a word from you. They hear that new word, that future word, that word of confirmation. Lord, that you just speak to them today. Lord, there are so many who are waiting to hear from you, who are expectant. And Lord, I just ask that every request, every expectation be filled today, God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be a vessel. Lord, I thank you for removing any sense of self. Lord, I thank you for removing any distractions that lay before me or those who are listening. Lord, I ask for eyes to be open, ears to be open, hearts to be open, and ready to receive. Oh, God, I can feel your presence in this space. Lord, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for surrounding us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for that person who's driving in their car right now, who's listening. Thank you for sitting right beside them and being there with them. Lord, thank you for the hedge of protection that you have placed around all of us, around our hearts. Lord, and I just ask that everyone be prepared to receive. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and get started because I've got lots of names here, you guys. I've got Sarah V in Florida. And Sarah, I actually left this message up here because I couldn't remember if I had ever delivered it or not. The Lord gave me this word actually for you a while ago. And I think honestly, it was one of those words that program after program, as the pages turned, it kept not coming up. And so, as we know, God's will and his timing are always perfect. So I'm feeling like maybe this word is supposed to be for you now. He says, faithful, devoted Sarah. He said he wants you to drop the guilt. There are days that you get so overwhelmed and it seems that he comes last. And you don't mean for it to happen. It just does. He sees and he feels that guilt that you wear. He says, you feel shame, like you aren't a good daughter. And he says he never wants you to feel guilt or shame, especially in your relationship with him. He loves listening to your heart. He says, just keep pouring it out, whenever, wherever. He says, I'm always here with you, and I can't wait to be in deeper relationship with you. Sarah, he loves you so much. You are his precious, treasured daughter, and he is so looking forward to the times that you spend together. And Sarah, every time that I brought your name to the Lord, I saw you on the beach, on the white sand beaches, and just your children are playing off in the distance, but there's a peace that is around you, and that you're able to watch your children play and at the same time spend time with God, and he made you he made you so wonderfully like that, where you can do that. And don't get me wrong, he loves to spend the quiet alone time with you, but he's showing you this because he doesn't want you to think that it only has to be those times. That just even in the still small moments when your children are happily playing and you've got a minute to talk to him, that you can do that. Because he's there, he's waiting, and you know, he'll be there waiting when you need to go run off to the children and come back. Melanie in Oregon. I heard the words, "Not all who wander are lost." And I'm not sure if it's your slogan or something that has been said to you, but it's literally what kept coming up every time I took your name to the Lord the other day. And it's an interesting statement because those close to you know how very hard you've worked to find who you are in Christ and know that you don't wander at all. Perhaps it's because of the freedom that you've found and the joy that you've found. The enchantment you've found in knowing who you are and understanding how deep his love is. You, my friend, certainly are not lost. He sees you, you see him, and all is wonderful. And I get the sense that it is well within your soul. And I've got Sabina from Texas. You're so faithful to your covenant with him. Your eyes are fixed upon him that sometimes the rest of the world just fades away. And lately he's been talking to you a lot, especially in your dreams, very specific dreams that he's been giving you. He says, lean into where he's leading you. His hand, his mighty hand is upon you. Patricia from Washington, I heard God say, do not worry, for I am the Lord your God. Patricia, worry does not need to be a part of your life. In fact, remove it from your vocabulary. He wants to take all that worry away. He says, have I not already given you everything that I have already promised? Have I not given you those things? All of these things that you're worried about, that you just have them go away. Just put them away. They don't need to be there anymore. Just put them away. He says, give it to me. Give it to me. I'll go ahead. I'll take that worry because I am the Lord your God, and I will take that. And he says he has plans for you. He has big plans for you. But your worry, it's like it's holding you still in the tracks. Like the worry is almost paralyzing. And that's why he really needs you to drop the worry so that you can no longer be paralyzed and you can start walking out on the path that he has laid before you. Rebecca B. in Georgia. Rebecca, you are a life speaker. You constantly speak life into others. And you're always putting yourself last, always others first, always, always, always. And he wants you to start speaking to yourself the way that you speak to others. It's like you say the things to others that you wish you could say about yourself. And he says you can. In fact, he gave you those thoughts and those words because when you speak them, you hear them. He says that those words were for you just as much as they were for the person that you spoke them to. He said he wants you to go look in the mirror. He wants to show you a woman that you've never seen before. He says, get ready. You're about to see a beauty unlike you've ever seen before. And he says, you're magnificent. That's the word that he uses for you, magnificent. He says, I don't want you to change because you hate the way that you look. Don't want change physically because you hate the way that you look. want change, want to make those positive change because you love you and because your body is a temple. Love you. Love you. Speak to you the way that you speak to others, because those words are for you. Sweet Rebecca. Christy C. Let's see, I can turn my mic up here. Christy C. There's a newness in your relationship with Jesus. It's like you've known him for a long time, but it's recently it's different. And the difference is that you've recently been baptized in the Holy Spirit and everything seems brand new. Christy, when I took your name to the Lord, all I could see was joy. That you don't have a ton of questions, but you have a lot of expectation. And again, you have so much joy. There's just so much joy that exudes out of you that thinking about you taking your name to the Lord in prayer, I find myself filled with joy. Like that's, and I'm not even near you. You're in Washington. And that's the impact that you have, that his joy just radiates from you so much that someone who's praying for you all the way in Texas can actually feel filled with joy thinking of your spirit and of your presence. And you are so eager. He says, keep walking with him. You are very obedient. You're very trusting. And you hear him so clearly. And you are faithful to his call. And then I saw you walking on a shoreline, but it was very much different than when I saw the woman up by the ocean with Sarah. This was you walking on like a beach of the Pacific Northwest, like, you know, kind of the grayness in the background, the dirty sand, very much a Pacific Northwest beach. And you're on the shoreline and you're walking alone on the shore and you're just totally 100% completely at peace. Just at peace. So I wanted to share that sweet little vision that I had with you. Alyssa M. in California. Oh, girl, the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Remember that God's delays are not God's denials. When his will and his timing come together, beautiful things start to happen. Make sure that you are not only listening to what you think are God's words, but that those words are accompanied with the peace of the Lord. See, not all good is from God. The first word that you may have heard may not be from him. In fact, he says it wasn't. He said you need to wait on him because he's teaching you to discern when he's speaking to you versus when the enemy's trying to use a quote-unquote good thought to disguise himself, because there's a peace, there's a discernment that comes over you when you know that it's a word from the Lord. And he says, wait on that. He's been working on something very spectacular. I love that word, spectacular. And it's beyond anything that you've been praying for or expecting for. So whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been expecting for, like multiply it to 1,000. And that's actually what he's got for you. Like it's very spectacular, very big, because He wants to reward your faithfulness for really diving in and understanding his voice, right? His peace and comfort that comes over you when he's speaking with you. I love that he is working so strongly in your life, Alyssa. Andrea M. in Washington. Sweet Andrea. He hears you. He hears you. You're so desperate to hear him. And he says he's been talking to you. He says, don't wait or look for the audible voice. Just listen and trust the still small whisper that you've been hearing. He's been guiding you with those whispers and steps that you were ready to take, but you felt your feet actually move in a different direction. Like, you're ready to take like a step forward but you're like, "What? How did that happen? I'm like facing a completely different way." He's moving your feet upon the path that he has set for you. And he wants to remind you that his love is unlike any love of this earth. And he's asking you to trust him. That there's been hurt in this world that's even been tied to the word love. And he says, that's not my kind of love. That's not how he loves. And he wants you to trust him. He wants you to surrender. And he says, surrender and just let me love you. He's not going to hurt you. He's going to reteach you what real love is. Love that isn't tied to hurt. Love that isn't tied to pain. Love that isn't tied to conditions. Just pure love, unlike anything of this world, unlike anything you've ever known. And he says, because I am your Father, I am your heavenly Father, and I'm like a father, unlike any you've ever known. Leslie in Texas. Leslie, I see that you're a helper. You are a faithful servant, and you do so much for the church. You are such an obedient child. But he's recently told you that it was time to step up and lead, and that he put leadership in you. When he formed you, he put leadership in you. But somehow, the world has tried to break that. They've tried to break that leadership spirit. And it's like eventually you just allowed the world to push it just so deep down that you thought it wasn't there anymore. But he says, no, it's there. The world cannot push out what I put in. And when I took your name to the Lord, I saw you standing in a hallway. And it was so, so, so clear. Leslie, I saw you standing in this hallway. It was a brightly lit hallway. And it was like of a commercial building, you know, like the fluorescent lights above, the stark white walls, the stark white floor. I don't know if it was a hallway of a school or a hospital or I'm not sure, but I know you're seeing this because you're knowing what I'm talking about. But and he says you were all alone when you were standing there in this hallway, and that's where he told you. That was the space that he told you, this word is not new, right? Like this, like what I'm saying to you about leadership is not new to you. He spoke that to you when you were standing there in that hallway, and he was telling you, and it was like it was almost like you got bewildered or a little bit frustrated or not agitated, but like confused. Because you've thought, but I'm walking out your will. I'm faithful. I'm a servant. I'm a helper. I'm walking out your will. And so it was almost like it was a confusion. And he says, he needs you to be obedient now to the assignment that he's given you. You're so obedient to everything that he's given to you in the past, but this is new. And he says, don't worry. I'm going to clear the path and I'm going to make the way. You have to step out in faith. And you have to trust. You have to trust that what I put inside of you is still there. And that, you know, what God can do is he can pull it out immediately, right? Like we're like, okay, I guess I better work on this, right? And he's like, yeah, work on it. But while you're like working on it, I'm just going to pull it out. I'm just going to reach down in there and that leadership spirit that I put in there, I'm going to pull it out. And this is going to make a lot of sense to a lot of people. Once you start speaking this out, once you start standing in agreement and speaking it out, it's going to make a lot of sense because others already look at you as a leader. Just it hasn't been spoken over you by those people because you haven't put yourself in a place of authority. You haven't put yourself in a space for them to speak it out to you. But now as you walk into this, people are going to say, wow, finally, finally, Leslie. Yes, Leslie, we want to follow. We want to follow your footsteps because you've set such an amazing example already. And bless you, Leslie in Texas. Mary Kay in Texas. He says, stand in agreement. Start declaring the words that I've already set upon your heart. Speak up. Speak up, girl. speak up. He says, walk out the prophetic words that I have spoken to you in the past. And I heard the story of Abraham and God's promise that he would be a father of nations, right? Even though he was 75 years old, right? He was going to be a father of nations. And that was a really big promise. Right. And it seemed like really out there. I mean, any of us can imagine even today, like that's wow, that's out there. A father of nations. And God's promise was big. But God makes promises like that to you, Mary Kay. He makes big ones. But like Abraham, he's asking you to stand in agreement. And there's a prophetic word that has been given to you. It was actually given to you a while ago. And you wrote it down in a journal somewhere. It's written in deep in one of your journals. And he says, I want you to go dig it up. I want you to go search for that word. You're going to know when you find it because I'm going to be all over it. Stand in agreement with it. He says, it's okay. You may have missed it before, or maybe you even discounted it because it was so big. But it was for you. And it was for such a time as this right now. Right now. So put away all of the distractions, you know, get in your prayer room, get in your space and dig into those journals. I'm sure you've got many of them. I'm sure you've received words and words and words throughout the past, but he's going to lead you right to it. So I just encourage you to lay them all out before them and just allow him to direct you to where that word is. He's going to show you right where it is, and it's going to be plain as day, and you're going to say, wow, that's big. That's big. And he's going to say, yeah, remember that one. That's the one that I said, the big one. And Jeanette F. in Illinois, a God assignment has been given to you. You are a prayer warrior, and you have such a beautiful and intimate relationship with Holy Spirit. But he's been asking you to get into action. And so, you know, sometimes we can be so far on one side of the wall, right? Like there's the doers and then there's the prayers. And God says, but I need you to do both, right? Like you can't be so far on one side of the wall. You know, like for instance, like the doers, like if they're so far doing, but they're not doing it out of what they've prayed about, then that's not good. And if you're just so far in the prayers, but that no action is taking place, then that's not good either. And he says, Jeanette, he wants you to come closer to the wall and so that you have one foot in the prayer side and one foot in the action side. Right. He says, let your prayers be turned into action. And recently in your prayer time, God gave you a word that you specifically are supposed to go and walk out. Like that's your word. It's not for someone else. It's not for later. It's for right now. You're supposed to go and walk it out. Go and walk it out. And so right now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and take a little break. I'm trying to message my husband over here to turn on some music for me. And we are going to dive back into some more names. Yeah.
Let's get some music going.
Get some music going. We didn't have that queued up, which we normally do. So this is fine. We're going to do a Touch the Sky. By Hillsong United.
What fortune lies beyond the stars? Those dazzling heights too fast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far, but I found heaven as love swept. Sky, when my knees hit the ground.
Love that song, Touch the Sky by Hillsong United. And I can tell you, Holy Spirit is here. He is in this place. And we are so thankful for you to be joining us here live on Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. Let's just jump back right into some names that have been prayed over here. I'm going to adjust my mic a little bit because I'm going to read from some of my handwritten notes. I have Lene P. in Washington. He says, right now you are in a stretch and grow season. He's using this joyous time to show you that joy can be found in some of the deepest pain. He says he wants your relationship with him to be like this, always filled with joy, even when he's stretching you and growing you, and there's some of those growing pains, he wants you to find the joy. When you constantly get stretched and go deeper, that deep where the pain exists, and then that it's so deep that pain no longer exists and joy just flows out. And he says, I want you to take a moment right now and look around at all of your gifts, all of the gifts that I have given you. And know that his love goes so much deeper than this new love that you're experiencing. This new love that has come into your life, a love like any love you've ever known. And he says, my love for you, multiply that, what you're feeling, times a million. And that's his love for you. And he says, you have a big purpose. Yes, you were created to preach and lead, not just your husband, but you. He gave you the gift of speaking life. He gave you the gift of an overwhelming of spirit. You have this spirit when you walk into a room that commands attention, but it doesn't command attention towards you. And so people are like drawn to you almost like a moth to a flame, because there's just a drawing to you, like they feel safe with you. They feel they feel a calm with you. And you question this a lot because it doesn't make sense to you. And he says, it's not supposed to make sense. It's just how I've made you. But I see you in this season surrendering your personality, surrendering these gifts to him, and just really allowing him to multiply those gifts, use those gifts to build the kingdom. He said, you've done so well already with your gifts. It's time to now take them to the next level and be the kingdom builder that you were called to be. And I know that right now you're like, really? Are you sure? Because my husband is so gifted in all of those, and your husband, and he is, but he's not talking to your husband. He's talking to you and using your gifts and what you were meant for. And he says, remember, I can use anybody. In fact, I love to use the most unlikely, right? And that's what you kind of think of yourself. Like, I'm most unlikely to, you said preach and lead. Yes, I said preach and lead, because that is what God is saying. Preach and lead alongside your husband. And it's time to share that gift. He says, and this, I have to, his exact words to me, woman preacher, rise up. Woman preacher, rise up. Lene P. in Washington. And Danielle H. in Oregon. Danielle, I saw a teddy bear when I took your name to God. And he said, your comforter when you were a child was your teddy bear. Your teddy bear was your comforter. And he says, but I'm your comforter. He wants you to run to him the way you did with that teddy bear when you were a child. He wants you to confide in him. He wants you to reach out and hug him. He wants you to dance and twirl with him. He wants you to sing and worship. He's given you such an anointing with your voice. Your voice is, there's an angelic quality with your voice. And he says, keep walking that out. Keep walking that out. Keep walking out the gift that I've given you. And know that I'm your comforter. And he says, recently you've been facing something, a battle that you've been trying to go at alone. And he says, you were never meant to go at it alone. Never once were you meant to go at this battle alone. And he said, don't let people tell you that you are too young to fight this battle. And Daniel, I get the sense that you might be a younger lady, because I heard 1 Timothy, is it 1 Timothy 4:12, I believe. And it's not about how young you are, right? It's not about your age and being able to go out and build the kingdom and preach the word. And it's not about how young you are. You know, I thought about David, right? And David and Goliath, right? The giant that he took down. And he says, you know, your God is bigger than any giant, and that he's greater than any number in your years. And so whatever that battle is that you've been facing, Danielle, don't go at it alone. You've got your teddy bear, your comforter. He's right there with you. He's there to guide you. He's there to help you. He's there to coach you. And he's there to watch you succeed and cheer you on. Because past this battle, I have a feeling that once you get past this battle, there's something on the other side that he's only shown you a glimpse of. Like, you've only been able to get a small glimpse of this vision. Like, there's something that he set in your heart, and he hasn't revealed the whole picture. But there's something there that he's got for you on the other side of this battle. Danielle in Oregon. Let's see. Sorry, I'm going through notes now of stuff that I didn't have typed up. I have Debbie L. in Oregon. Debbie, I saw a boat. It was a canoe type boat, and it was out in the middle of the lake. and it was like, it was a foggy kind of crisp morning. And you're sitting in it and you're sitting alone, but you weren't scared. Like you, there wasn't a spirit of fear on you at all. Even though you were kind of in the dark, fogginess, can't see a shoreline space. There wasn't a spirit of fear, and it's like he's been asking you to step out onto the water. There's been this big ask that's like he's been reaching his hand out. He's been saying, "Step out onto the water," and so you got into the boat, and you see it. He said it over and over, and then you're like, "Okay, I'm finally here." You're okay, God. Here I am. Now what? Now what? And he says, "Just wait. But look through the fog. The freedom that you've been searching for, it's over there." And I see you literally right now, like being in that space and being able to look through the fog and the freedom that you've been searching for. And you see it. And you see that you start to see like just this, these little glimpses of the blue sky and the green grass and the sunshine. And he says, "Start rowing." Start rowing. But don't look at the lake. Don't look at the water. Don't look at the fog. Just look forward. Keep your eyes fixed ahead. And he says, "Don't look back. Whatever you do, don't look back. There's nothing there for you. And all you'll see through some of this rowing is a thick fog. There will be times where you want to look back because what he showed you, that sunshine, that the green grass, the blue skies, it will disappear at times, but it's just fog. It's nothing there. There's no barrier there stopping you." And he says, "Don't let the spirit of fear come in. Just as when you finally got in the boat, there wasn't a spirit of fear." He says, "Don't let it come in those times when the fog thickens up. Because what we know is that on the other side of the fog, it still remains, right? It still remains. The promise is still there. And as you get closer and closer, the fog starts to dissipate." And I just see that as you get closer, the whole reason for the fog is so that eventually, when you look back, you won't be able to see what was back there anymore. Because now the fog is so thick back the other way. And that's why he's using the fog. It's why he's using the fog, because he really needs you to keep focusing forward. Keep rowing forward. I just keep hearing that. Keep rowing forward. Keep rowing forward. Don't look back. There's nothing there for you. There's not a rearview mirror on your boat, so you don't have to check that. All right, just keep rowing forward. Debbie L. in Oregon. Let's see. Cindy M. In Texas. Cindy M. in Texas. Cindy, there's some deep-rooted pain that you've been dealing with for a very long time, and something that feels like it like it shouldn't be there anymore. Like it's a pain that was caused so long ago. I kept hearing like you forgot about it. Like it was a pain like that long ago, and you're like, "Oh my goodness, why is this coming up? I'm totally like, I'm done with that. I forgot about it." And but at the same time, right now you're experiencing a lot of roadblocks, and I heard the words like, "It just doesn't seem like anything's going my way." Like there's a lot of that, like, "Man, nothing seems to be going my way." And there are roadblocks, and there's just this endless amount of roadblocks that keep popping up. And he says he wants you to dig into that pain, right? He wants you to go into the pain. He wants you to, like a weed, like you've got to get all the way to the root. You can't just, like what you've done so far with it is you've kind of just popped the top of the weed off. And so like, "Oh, it's gone. It's not there anymore." Like done, right? Like it's done. "Oh, wait, there it is again. And now it's bigger." And so this has happened like over the years and over the years and over the years. And so this root is super deep. And so he says, dig deep. You got to dig deep into that pain. And he says, go all the way to the root, get that big old weed, go deep, get it out. And he said, and how you get it out, how you're going to dig that out, is you've got to find the forgiveness. There was someone who caused that pain, and you've got to find the forgiveness. And he said, and once the forgiveness is found, your garden is going to flourish. That this weed has just, it's like it's ceased all activity of the garden, just fully, you know, just overflowing with beauty and abundance. And it's that pain where you're like, no, I dealt with this. Like I'm done with it. But I kept hearing him say, no, you forgot about it, but you never forgave about it. And so there's someone that you need to forgive. There, and I think in part of that, you've got to forgive yourself, but more so there's a particular person who caused this pain that you're gonna uproot. They're gonna be forgiven, and you're gonna set them free. Cindy M. in Texas. And I'm getting word that I've got 1 minute.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't get to all my names. We're just gonna have to do more Prophetic Tuesdays. Did you write down some names here too?
I did. More coming in.
Okay, awesome. Oh my goodness, I bless all of these names that are coming into us. Paula S. in West Palm Beach, Florida. Paula, I bless you. I see there is a door of opportunity. God says there's opportunity that is that's being placed in front of you right now, and it's a big door. So you've been like standing there going, oh, that's such a big door. I don't know if is that my door. Is that could that opportunity really be mine? And He says, yes, walk through it, sweet Paula. I have put this door in front of you because it is your door. Walk through it. Oh, I bless you, Paula S. and we've got Jessica W. in Texas. He says, success is right around the corner. Success is right around the corner. And he is about to bless your socks off. He says, just keep staying obedient. Can I get one more, Ian? Can I fit one more? Okay. Okay, one more. Holly in California, there's an opportunity that has been recently given to you. And although the world has tried to tell you that it's not for you, a small piece deep down says, take it. That's him. He says, take it, right? You know what that small piece is. He says, take it. He said, I've given you the gift of discernment. You've always had this gift of discernment throughout your life. And he says, that was a gift that he gave you. And he said, you don't need to listen to the world. Listen to your gift of discernment. And he also says he wants to remind you that his spirit lives in you and that he's your coach, right? Like he's your coach. And I think that terminology really speaks to you because you understand that although a coach can be tough at times, but a coach is doing it for the reasons of wanting to prosper you, wanting to bring you success. And so, I just bless that word over you, Holly, and I'm going to turn it over to Ian.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, and thank you, Allison. What a wonderful job delivering that prophetic word here on BPN Radio. And please join us again. We want to remind everyone out there, our listeners, that BPN Radio is a ministry, and if you would like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, head to bpnradio.com and scroll down the page. There's a small donate button at the bottom, and it allows you to give a tithe or offering to BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. You can use PayPal, a credit card, or a debit card, or you may also send a check payable to Breakout Ministries at P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. And your tithes and offerings and contributions are what allow us to continue having Prophetic Tuesday, allowing Pastor Dale Gentry to preach daily on BPN Radio at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. and again on Sundays as well. So if you don't have a church, join this translocal church. We're a radical church here on BPN Radio at Breakout Ministries. And you can head to breakoutradiochurch.com and join us as a member and be prayed for constantly. So thanks again for joining us.